This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to step back from the edge of war with Ukraine on Tuesday, speaking starkly of the, quote, needless death and destruction Moscow could cause and international outrage Putin would face. In an address to the U.S. people, Biden said the United States estimates that 150,000 Russian troops now encircle Ukraine, adding that while reports that some forces had withdrawn were welcome, they were unverified and an invasion remained very much a possibility. Biden said diplomacy remains a welcome off-ramp. If Russia invades Ukraine, the United States and its allies are prepared to respond with penalties aimed at exacting economic pain and global isolation, he said. Much of Biden's remarks were aimed squarely at Putin, who has demanded that NATO not accept Ukraine as a member and stop any further eastward expansion. Quote, the United States and NATO are not a threat to Russia. Ukraine is not threatening Russia. Neither the U.S. nor NATO have missiles in Ukraine. We do not have plans to put them there as well. We are not targeting the people of Russia. We do not seek to destabilize Russia, said Biden. The American president also appealed directly to Russian citizens. Quote, to the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy, and I don't believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, Biden said. Biden said the United States is, quote, not seeking direct confrontation with Russia and that American soldiers were not going to fight in Ukraine. But he said if Russia were to attack Americans in Ukraine, quote, we will respond forcefully. This is VOA News. Ottawa's police chief resigned on Tuesday after criticism he did not do enough to stop COVID-19 protests that have paralyzed Canada's capital city and forced Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to invoke emergency powers. A trucker-led movement calling on the government to lift vaccine mandates has occupied parts of downtown Ottawa since late January and blocked U.S. border crossings, inspiring similar protests around the world even as Canada moves to lift some health restrictions. Protesters retreated from the Ambassador Bridge to the U.S. city of Detroit and two other crossings after threats of fines and jail time, but hundreds of trucks are still blocking downtown areas, raising questions over Ottawa's police chief handling of the crisis. Critics alleged he was too permissive towards protesters, who at the peak of their movement had parked 4,000 trucks and vehicles near Canada's Parliament, Prime Minister's office, and other government buildings. Ethiopia's parliament on Tuesday voted for an early end to a six-month state of emergency effective immediately, adding to signs that a bloody conflict between the government and Tigrayan forces could be easing. The war in Africa's second-largest nation has largely grounded to a stalemate, and diplomats helping to mediate between the two sides are cautiously optimistic that progress towards peace is being made. The state of emergency gave the government power to detain citizens without charge and search homes without a warrant. Thousands of Tigrayan civilians were rounded up and held in prisons and warehouses. Ethiopia imposed the order in November after Tigrayan forces invaded two other regions threatening the capital. But a government offensive in December pushed the Tigrayans back, although fighting continues in the region of Afar and in Tigray, where millions depend on food aid, remains cut off with no food arriving since mid-December. Britain's Prince Andrew has settled a U.S. lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, accusing him of sexually abusing her when she was a teenager. The settlement, which includes an undisclosed payment, was revealed on Tuesday in a filing in Manhattan federal court, where Giuffre had sued the Duke of York last August. The prince did not admit wrongdoing in the settlement. Giuffre's case had focused on Andrew's friendship with the late Jeffrey Epstein, the financier and sex offender who she said also sexually abused her. The filing said Andrew regrets his past association with Epstein. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.